Godhead, Sri Krishna, enjoys himself in six primary expansions. His two manifestations are Prabhava and Vaibhava. Now the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita turns to a description of the personality of Godhead Krishna in his innumerable expansions. The Lord primarily expands himself in two categories, namely Prabhava and Vaibhava. The Prabhava forms are fully potent, like Sri Krishna, and the Vaibhava forms are partially potent. The Prabhava forms are manifest in relation with potencies, but the Vaibhava forms are manifested in relation with excellences. The potent Prabhava manifestations are also of two varieties, namely temporary and eternal. The Mohini, Hansa, and Shukla forms are manifested only temporarily in terms of a particular age. Among the other Prabhavas, who are not very famous according to material estimation, are Danvantari, Rishabha, Vyasa, Dattatreya, and Kapila. Among the Vaibhava Prakash forms are Kurma, Matsya, Naranarayan, Varaha, Hayagriva, Prishnigarva, Baladeva, Yajna, Vibhu, Satyasena, Hari, Vaikuntha, Ajita, Vamana, Sarvabhoma, Rishabha, Vishvaksena, Dharmasetu, Sudhama, Yogeshwar, and Brihadbhanu. Do we usually speak on a verse and then go on to many verses? Is that how you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, or just speak on one verse?
One verse.
Huh? Mostly one verse. Okay. Now, at least myself, sometimes these statements here are a little bit confusing, because Prabhupada says that, or the verse says, that Krishna enjoys himself in six primary expansions, but in the purport, Prabhupada talks about four. So later on, in the verse number 100, it says there are six kinds of Vaibhava forms, and it mentions all six of them, and it includes Prabhava and Vaibhava. It starts off in text 98, again in the verse, Krishna Das Kaviraj says there are two kinds of incarnations, namely partial and empowered. And obviously that is Shakti Avesh and Amsa Avesh. And the verse goes on to say he appears in two ages, childhood and boyhood. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says the vilas forms are six in number. And he says these incarnations also come within the category of Prabhava and Vaibhava manifestations. So in verse 100, he mentions Prabhava, number one, Prabhava, number two, Vaibhava, number three, empowered incarnations, number four, partial incarnations, number five, childhood, and number six, boyhood.
Prabhupada Maharaj,
বিচরিত তার ব্রাহ্মণ এবং বৈভবন তিনটে তেরো সমতার, চার এবং সব সমতার, পাঁচ বাল্য এবং ছয় গৌরব।
Sat and tried to figure it out myself, and it was a little confusing. So if somebody does understand this, maybe you can give me or us a complete picture. But right now I'll just deal with verse 97. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna does have innumerable expansions.
রূপাজি তাকে মহত্ব বর্ণনা করেছেন যে কৃষ্ণদাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতরে ভগবানঙ্কর বিভিন্ন অসংখ্য বিস্তারের কথা করেছেন।
They are sometimes known as svansa and vivinamsa, or expansions in the category of Vishnu tattva and expansions in the category of jiva tattva.
সেই বিস্তারক দুই প্রকার বর্ণনা রয়েছে,
বিভিন্ন আছে স্বাংশ এবং অন্যান্য কিছু বিভিন্ন আছে। Sometimes in churches you will see that they have many candles in the church, and they have a long pole with a candle, and they'll take that candle and light many other candles. So the prakash of the original candle is the same as the prakash of all the other candles, but the original candle has that distinction of being the original candle.
যে প্রথম মূল দীপ বা মূল মহম্বতী এবং অন্যান্য তাহাঙ্ক দ্বারা প্রচলিত হয়েছে অন্য মহম্বতীর প্রায় শক্তি সমান, কিন্তু মূল দীপ হচ্ছে প্রথম যাহাকে কুহাযোগ ভগবান কৃষ্ণ হচ্ছে মূল অবতার, এবং অন্য তাহাঙ্ক ঠারু অন্য অবতার মানে সব
আসছন্দ। In the Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as in numerous other places, but especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned in the third chapter of the first canto, Ete Changsa Kala Pungsa, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridayanti Yuge Yuge. There is a list of many different incarnations, and of course it's not an exhaustive list, but it's a big list. And it says, of all these, Krishna is Swayam. He is the original form of Godhead.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Tritiya Adhyaya, Pratham Skanda, Tritiya Adhyaya, Paliji, Ete Changsa Kala Pungsa, Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam, Indra Adi, Vyakulam, Rudayam, Tugajuli. Krishna is to Bhagavan Avatar, Vasmansa, Vistar Vas, Uttavatam, Krishna is to Ekamata Bhagavan.
So the particular feature of Krishna is that he has nothing to do. That is also stated, natasya kayam karanam cha vidyate svabhaviki jnana balakriya cha. Although he has nothing to do, at the same time he is directly and indirectly responsible for everything.
Krishna chitra ja dekhila tatra prakrutire kichi koribar nahi. নতস্য কার্য কর্মচ বিদ্যতে স্বাভাবিক জ্ঞানম ক্রিয়াচ, ভগবান কার্য কিছু করিবার নাই, কিন্তু সমস্ত কার্য তাঙ্ক দ্বারা সম্মিলিত হচ্ছে এবং সে সম্মিলিতে দায়িত্ব সমস্ত কার্যের দায়িত্ব সে গ্রহণ করছে।
So if he has nothing to do, how does he do everything? Parasya shaktir vividaiva shruyate svabhaviki jnana balakriya cha. By his multifarious energies and expansions, etc. Now this is practical. We have seen many times big industrialists that practically speaking they have nothing to do. I remember distinctly meeting with and observing the activities of Mr. G.D. Birla. Now he's no more, but up until some 80-some years, he was a very powerful man materially. In 1973, we visited one of his factories, Hindalco, which is, I think, one of the largest aluminum factories in Asia, very big. And he came there maybe once or twice a year for a visit of a few days. But his influence was felt everywhere in the factory. Everybody was talking about G.D. Babu. So, when I went to see him in Bombay also, the same thing, he would come to the Birla house, the office, for maybe an hour a day. And even there, he didn't do much. Signed a few papers, had his cup of tea, whatever, and then he would go home. But the whole empire was running on his shakti. Now Krishna's particular business is simply enjoying Ras Lila, enjoying activities and pastimes with his devotees. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, he's always engaged. When there is some work to do, he expands himself as Vishnu. In other words, Krishna, when he is at home, that is the Supreme Lord, when he's there with his family and he's enjoying. When he has to go to the office, that is Vishnu, when he has some work to do, some practical work. Because there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets and there are innumerable planets within the material world, therefore Krishna has unlimited expansions in order to carry out the maintenance and supervision of all of his creation.
Vishnu
Here it is explained that the Lord is a little bit different. He has primary expansions of two categories, Prabhava and Vaibhava, and the Prabhava forms are Vishnu Tattva, but they're fully potent, like Krishna.
প্রাভব প্রকাশ হচ্ছে কৃষ্ণ ভাবে সম্পূর্ণ শক্তিমান এবং বৈভব প্রকাশ হচ্ছে আংশিক ভাবে শক্তিমান
Whereas the Vaibhava expansions are not fully potent. They do not manifest all the potencies of Krishna.
বৈভব প্রকাশ হচ্ছে আংশিক শক্তিমান বা বৈভব সৌন্দর্য সম্বন্ধিত পরিপ্রকাশ
So here some examples of Prabhava are mentioned. Mohini. These are examples of temporary manifestations of fully potent forms of the Lord. They're Prabhava, they're fully potent, equal to the Lord, but they're temporarily manifest.
শক্তি সম্বন্ধিত প্রারম্ভ প্রকাশ মধ্যে দুই প্রকার যথা ক্ষণস্থায়ী এবং শাশ্বত মহিনী অংশ এবং শুক্রমান এবং নির্দিষ্ট বয়স কেবল অস্থায়ী প্রকাশ
So the first one is Mohini, and we all know the story of Mohini. Lord Shiva wanted to see the female form of the Lord, the attractive form of the Lord. So the Lord manifested his Mohini incarnation, and Lord Shiva was, although he is totally undisturbed, Lord Shiva, but he was completely captivated by the potency, the full potency of Krishna in his Mohini incarnation.
Mohini rupa katha amajaranta samasta jatabade bhagavan Mohini rupa dharan kari asura manaku mohita kariya pai chahitile kintu shiva se Mohini rupa re bhavito hoi bhagavan krishna kar se Mohini rupa prati katapate dharita hoitile ebong se madhya sethire bhavito hoi jaitile
Generally speaking, in the material world, all of us are attracted by the form of a female. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I become attracted when I see a wooden doll in the form of a woman. So, what to speak of us?
সে উপরে সমস্তে ভ্রমিত হচ্ছন্তি এপরিকি শ্রীমান চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু মধ্যে করছন্তি যে স্ত্রীর রূপ তো দূরের কথা কিন্তু স্ত্রীর কাষ্ট রূপ রয়েছে তাকে দেখিকি মধ্যে লোক ভ্রমিত হয়ে যায় আমার কথা কম আছে
But Lord Shiva is so transcendental, he's so perfect and pure that even His linga was worshipped. He was totally undisturbed. He was not distracted from his meditation. Completely stithadir, fixed in mind. But when he encountered Mohini, the all attractive, Krishna means all attractive. So when he had encountered Mohini, the all-attractive Lord, he lost complete control.
Shiva jadiyo drodhavare dhyan kautrati jadiyo se kumasi prakara ahara vitarita rohonti nai dhyan dara lingam matha puja kauchi ahara jagatare tatha vi matha Shiva matha bhagavan atra mohini kuku darshan kari shiya matha sitriya prahantya liye
So Mohini was manifest temporarily for a particular purpose. So Prabhava, but in the temporary category of Prabhava, fully potent, but temporarily manifest.
ସେହି ବ୍ରହ୍ମ ପରିପ୍ରକାଶ ଅସ୍ଥାୟୀ ପରିପ୍ରକାଶ କିନ୍ତୁ ସୀମିତ ରୂପ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ତାହା ବିସ୍ତାର କରିଥାନ୍ତି
ଆଣ୍ଡ ହଂସ ୱି ନୋ ଦାଟ ହଂସ ଇନକାର୍ନେସନ ୱାଜ manifest or appeared to assist Lord Brahma. Hansa means swan, and this is the white, beautiful white swan form of the Lord who preached to the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras were the sons of Brahma, and when they were inquiring from Brahma about the transcendental abode, Lord Brahma could not completely answer their questions. So he, a Hansa incarnation appeared for the purpose of instructing the Kumaras.
ଯେ ହଂସ ଅବତାର ହେଉଛନ୍ତି ଯିଏକି ସୀମିତ ସମୟ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ଆସିଥିଲେ ତଥାପି ସେ ବ୍ରହ୍ମାଙ୍କୁ ସବୁ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟରେ ସହାୟତା ପ୍ରଦାନ କରିଥିଲେ ବ୍ରହ୍ମାଙ୍କର ଯେଉଁ ଚାରି ମାନସ ପୁତ୍ରଙ୍କୁ ଏହି ହଂସ ଅବତାର ସେ ଦିବ୍ୟ ପ୍ରକାଶ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ଦିବ୍ୟ ପ୍ରକାଶର କଥା ଭଣ୍ଡା କରିଥିଲେ ଯଦିଓ ବ୍ରହ୍ମାଜୀ ମଧ୍ୟ ସେ କଥା କହିବାକୁ ଅସମର୍ଥ ଥିଲେ କିନ୍ତୁ ହଂସ ଅବତାରରେ ସେ ଚାରି ମାନସ ପୁତ୍ରଙ୍କୁ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ଦିବ୍ୟ ଶାସନ କଥା ସେ
ଭଣ୍ଡାରେ Rishabh, Vyasadeva, Dattatreya and Kapila, who are temporary for a particular age. They're not in the eternal scope of things. They're not so well known, but they're fully potent prabhava manifestations of the Lord.
ଭୌତିକ ବିଚାର ସେମାନେ ବିଶେଷ ବିଖ୍ୟାତ ନୁହନ୍ତି ସେମାନଙ୍କ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି ଧନ୍ୱନ୍ତରୀ ଋଷଭ ବ୍ୟାସ ଦତ୍ତାତ୍ରେୟ ଏବଂ
କପିଳ And then Prabhupada talks about Vaibhava Prakash. These are incarnations of the Lord that manifest the excellences of Krishna, and some of them are Kurma, Matsya, Nara, Narayan, Varaha, etc. They're not fully potent like Krishna, like Vishnu, but they come in the category, two categories, namely Shaktyavesh and Aunsavesh.
ଯାହାକି ଲୋକମାନଙ୍କ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ଅଛନ୍ତି କୁର୍ମ ମତ୍ସ୍ୟ ନରନାରାୟଣ ବରାହ ବାୟୁଦିକ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କରଙ୍କ ବଳଦେବ ଯଜ୍ଞ ଏହି ପ୍ରକାର ଭାବରେ ସେମାନଙ୍କୁ ଦୁଇଟି ଭାବରେ ଅନ୍ତର୍ଭୁକ୍ତ କରାଯାଇଛି ଯଥା ସତ୍ୟାବେଶ ଏବଂ ଅଂଶାବେଶ
ଇଟ୍ସ ଭେରି ଇଣ୍ଟରେଷ୍ଟିଂ ହାଉ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ସୋ ଏକ୍ସପର୍ଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସୋ ୱଣ୍ଡରଫୁଲ ଆଇ ୱାଜ୍ ରିଡିଂ ରିସେଣ୍ଟଲି ଆବାଉଟ୍ his marriage to 16,108 wives in Dwarka. So at the time of the marriage, Krishna manifested 16,108 forms. And each one of those forms was a little bit different, just to satisfy the individual wives. But not only that, at the marriage ceremony, Krishna also appeared in each and every palace with Devaki and all his relatives. They were also manifest in each and every different palace. So he not only manifested himself in different expansions, but he manifested all his relatives in different expansions.
ବ୍ରହ୍ମଣ ବିବାହ କରୁଥିଲେ ଏବଂ ପ୍ରତ୍ୟେକ ସ୍ତ୍ରୀଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ସେ ଉପସ୍ଥିତ ରହୁଥିଲେ ଏବଂ ସ୍ତ୍ରୀଙ୍କୁ ସେ ଆନନ୍ଦ ପ୍ରଦାନ କରୁଥିଲେ ଏପରିକି ସ୍ତ୍ରୀମାନଙ୍କୁ ଆନନ୍ଦ ଦେବା ସମୟରେ ମଧ୍ୟ ନିଜର ସମ୍ପର୍କୀୟ ବନ୍ଧୁମାନଙ୍କ ନିକଟରେ ମଧ୍ୟ ସେ ଉପସ୍ଥିତ ହୋଇପାରୁଥିଲେ
ସୋ ଶ୍ରୀଲ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ଦାଟ the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate or you could say doctoral study for PhD or whatever of Gaudiya Siddhanta, and especially in Adi Lila there is a lot of technical information. It is good that we know some of this, or know all of this if we can, and be able to explain it nicely. It is interesting that Srila Prabhupada did translate Chaitanya Charitamrita rather than Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat is also a beautiful description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, but it is much easier to understand. It is mostly in the form of the pastimes of the Lord. In fact, it is said that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just like Prabhupada gave us certain books to read, then we shouldn't actually go beyond those books unless for some scholarly reason or whatever. He said what he gave us was perfect for our liberation. Similarly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gave his disciples books to read, and he recommended Chaitanya Bhagavat, and not so much Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, I'm going to stop here, first of all because it's 9:30, and secondly because I've run out of things to say on this verse. If there is anyone, I know that Atma Tattva at one point had made some kind of chart with all these things included and everything. If there's someone here who can explain all of this to me, I may have some questions, but still I'd like to get a clear picture of how all of these manifestations, incarnations, expansions, etc. fit together. So if there's anybody here who can give me that description. I'm staying in the guest room, in the guest house. Now one thing is that Krishnadas Kaviraj, his goal is to establish Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the self-same Sri Krishna, to establish that Lord Chaitanya is not different from Lord Krishna. They're the same person.
Krishna, that's the word Krishna, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the word Pranada. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan Krishna. See, Sampurkare, Sparta Pranada.
So in these first few chapters, of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is going into quite some detail to prove this point. Ultimately, he wants us all to take advantage of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. In Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is, practically speaking, the only shelter that we have. It is the only true source of our perfection in life. So, especially, we have been engaged by our acharyas in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, in spreading the glories of Lord Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dara Sankirtana Andolana, Pravartita Sankirtana Andolana, Amane Anshagrana Parivarachit.
And very specifically, Srila Prabhupada's instruction to all his disciples and grand disciples, and forever, was to distribute transcendental literatures, especially Srila Prabhupada's books. These books are very, very wonderful, and Srila Prabhupada has commented that if someone buys our book and even holds it in his hand, he will get very great benefit. So one may question, what is the value of holding the book in your hand? But Srila Prabhupada's point is, he says that the man will at least think, oh, here is something very nice. In that way, he's offering respect to Lord Chaitanya's movement, and he will get some benefit. Srila Prabhupada often said that book distribution is our family business. If you want to please me, then preach and distribute books. So for the last month, all over the world, devotees have been focusing only on distributing Prabhupada's books. And you'll be happy to know, I got a report from Bombay that in this December month, they have distributed close to 200,000 Bhagavad Gitas. So this is something very glorious that we should all rejoice in. It is Prabhupada's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and we should all aspire to do whatever little we can to please Srila Prabhupada.
বিতরণ করিবার সাহায্য করিবার তাহলে নিশ্চিত ভাবে
I understand here that you have 3 Sankirtan buses and 2 Jeep parties and more than 30 devotees going out distributing books, and this is very nice news to hear. My sincere pranam and congratulations to all of you. And even the grihasthas and congregational devotees should take part in the book distribution. It is one of the main ways in which they can serve. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
Jai
Srila Swami Maharaj ki
Jai
Swami Bhaktavinoda ki Jai Prabhupada ki